the best friends Allegheny County has ever had, the next president of the United States, Hubert Humphrey.
God bless you.
Very happy.
God bless you.
They love you here.
Thank you very much.
For you
100%. Oh, boy. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now listen, Len, Mayor Barr, my good friend Joe Clark, Bob Casey, I.W. Abel, and others that are here, I heard somebody out here say, we want Humphrey. Well, I want you to know that Humphrey wants you. And Muskie wants you too. And all of us Democrats want you, every one of you, and we want you to go to work. Say, listen, isn't this great? You know, friends, I think things are beginning to happen. They're beginning to happen. You know, we're coming up on the Halloween season. For several weeks, we've had Nixon's tricks. Now we're going to have Humphrey's treats. We've just come back from a wonderful tour in the state of Ohio. It's been great down there. They've been treating us beautifully. We've had good crowds, lots of enthusiasm, and I'll tell you, every place we look, we find people who say they're going to vote Democratic, that they're going to, you know, by the way, Mr. Nixon has been working very hard. He now says he's ready to support Medicare, and I'm prepared to let him have some of it. Anytime. Now let's just get down to fundamentals. Can you think, what's Mr. Nick? Pull the sign down, will you, friend? Attaboy. Pull the sign down. Even my retail clerk friends, will you just bow it down a little bit? Sort of like a Nixon flag going down there. Listen, you know what? We're finally getting Richard the Silent to talk. Isn't that interesting? He's having a wonderful debate with himself. He wouldn't debate me, so he thought he'd pick a softer touch. He's debating himself. Now, what's Mr. Nixon and the Republicans ever done for you? What have they ever done for the old people? What have they ever done for the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County? What have they ever done for our students? What are you going to do for him? That's great. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. We've got about 7 more days to do business. 7 more shopping days. 7 more shopping days in that Nixon supermarket. You know what they got in there, don't you? A lot of packages that violate the law on truth in packaging and truth in labeling and truth in lending. Not a word of truth in it. You know, Mr. Nixon said he had this election in the bag 3 weeks ago. You know what's going to happen when he opens that bag on November 5th? Oh, no, let me tell you what's going to happen. Out jumps Humphrey and Muskie. Now, I want you to make up your mind that we've got work to do. We've got this campaign rolling now. We have the momentum. We're on our way. But don't take anything for granted. This crowd is rough. We're up against tough opposition, and I know it. They'll stop at nothing. And there's only one way that I know how to handle them. And that's for everybody in this audience tonight, and it's a great audience, for you to vow that you're going to work day and night, that you're going to talk to your families, to your friends, that you're going to talk to your fellow students, that you're going to, if you haven't got a sign, make one. If you haven't got a button, get one. If you haven't got a bumper sticker, print one. Don't wait for somebody else. The main thing for us to do is to put the power of our people against the power of their money, and we'll whip the living daylights out of them. All across this country, something is happening. A week ago in New York, the New York Daily News poll said we were 2 points behind. This morning they say we're 4 points ahead. Mr. Nixon is having to alter his campaign schedule. I'm not altering mine at all. I'm going to do what I've been doing. I started out in this campaign with a message. I started out with a faith in the people and my party. I started out with a belief that myself and my teammate Ed Muskie could carry this message to the people. We've never quit. We fought hard, and the people have rallied. And we're going to defeat these Republicans on November the 5th like they've never been licked. We're going to give them a 1968 version of the 1948 Harry Truman victory. That's what we're going to do. You know, I gotta tell you something. The other day somebody said to me, you know, Mr. Nixon has been acting like president. He's been speaking so softly, so calmly. He has the presidential look, somebody told me. Said he's even been down sort of looking over the White House. And that fellow has been acting like president so long that by the time November 5th comes, people are going to think it's time for a change and they're going to vote for me. So, friends, let's get on with the job. We can win this election, and it will be the biggest upset that anybody ever dreamed of, because you know and I know they had us counted out. You know that. Every weekly magazine in America said 2 weeks ago we couldn't win. All the newspaper commentators said we couldn't win. Well, I'm here to tell you we can win. I'm here to tell you we're going to win. Now, frankly, they want to have as much good news as we do. We're going to take it, friends. We're going to win it because we've got something to win for. We've got a country to work for. We've got a future to fight for. We're not going to stand still. We Democrats are willing to seize the future. We're going to make this the party of all of the people. The young people are going to have their chance. The elderly people are going to have their care. And dear friends, if you've never worked in your life, work now. If you've never been a precinct worker, be one now. I want to have the biggest inaugural party in Washington that they've had since Andrew Jackson became president. I want you to elect this good friend of mine up here, Senator Joseph Clark, back to the United States Senate. I need him back there. And I want you to elect this good friend of mine, Bob Casey, that's here, a great fellow for the state. And you just look at that ticket, and if it says Democratic, you start at the top. That's my girl. Oh, if I could jump over here, I'd kiss you right now. You got the right idea. That's great. Now, my friends, do you want Wallace for president?
No.
How would you like Richard Nixon?
No.
What do you think about Hubert Humphrey and Ed Muskie? That's good enough for me. Well, friends, thank you so much. I understand we had a few more folks here tonight than our opposition did this morning. But the weather wasn't as good tonight, you know. I mean, it was better tonight, they tell me. Oh, listen, we've had Republican weather all day, but we got Democratic sunshine right in here. My final word to you, my final sentence to you, sock it to 'em, baby.
Afternoon, our guest.